This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm spring evening is settling across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. Haifa is breezy with a clear night sky expected. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, 3 hours ago, former IDF spokesperson Jonathan Conricus warns that Iran, Hezbollah and Hamas are using the ceasefire to prepare for future conflicts. Also, Ynet reports from 30 minutes ago that an IDF drone has eliminated a Hezbollah terrorist on a motorcycle in southern Lebanon. The operation follows overnight strikes on about 20 Hezbollah sites. Also this hour, according to JNS, IDF troops discovered a Hezbollah booby trap containing a 2,000-pound bomb in southern Lebanon earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom reports from an hour ago that a recent anti-Semitic attack in London is seen as part of a prolonged campaign against Israel, raising concerns within the Jewish community. And finally, from the Forward, 2 hours ago, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the stabbing of two Jewish men in London as utterly appalling. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted just minutes ago that a Lebanese soldier has reportedly been killed in an Israeli strike while Hezbollah fired two rockets at the north during the truce. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, noted 10 minutes ago that Ashab al-Yamin, an Iran-crafted group, claimed responsibility for the stabbing of two Jewish men in London today. Middle East_24 reported 8 minutes ago that residents in Golders Green confronted the London police chief over repeated attacks, expressing anger and frustration. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire concerns, Jonathan Conricus, speaking to the Jerusalem Post, highlighted that while the ceasefire holds, it provides an opportunity for adversaries to regroup. He warns that the unresolved issues in Iran, Lebanon, and Gaza remain significant threats. This situation poses ongoing challenges for Israeli security and regional stability. Turning to the drone strike in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports the IDF used an armed drone to target a fleeing Hezbollah member, showcasing the military's vigilance in the region. The overnight strikes on Hezbollah sites underscore Israel's determination to curb threats along its northern border. This development underscores the tense dynamics in the area despite the ceasefire. Meanwhile, JNS details the discovery of a massive Hezbollah bomb by IDF troops earlier today. The explosive device, found in a pit, was intended to harm Israeli soldiers. This incident highlights the ongoing danger Israeli forces face in southern Lebanon. It serves as a reminder of the volatile situation in the region. In London, Israel Hayom notes growing concern within the Jewish community following anti-Semitic attacks. The normalization of extreme statements against Israel is seen as contributing to this environment. This issue raises questions about the effectiveness of measures to protect Jewish communities abroad. Finally, the Forward reports on British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's condemnation of the stabbing of two Jewish men. This attack adds to the anxieties in a heavily Orthodox neighborhood in London. It highlights the broader challenges of anti-Semitism in Europe and the need for protective measures. On the business front, first, CTEC reports Definity has secured $12 million in Series A funding to automate enterprise data pipelines with AI. This move addresses inefficiencies in data infrastructure, crucial for companies scaling AI operations. Separately, Ynet Business reveals Teva is resuming acquisitions with a $900 million deal to acquire Emalex. This marks Teva's return to acquisitions after a decade, aiming to bolster its treatment offerings for Tourette syndrome. And finally, Globes highlights unrest among bank workers as efficiency drives lead to bonus cuts and downsizing. Banks like Hapoalim, Discount Bank, and First International face resistance to these measures, reflecting tensions in the financial sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.